High school students across the state are getting help applying for college thanks to a state initiative. The statewide College Application and Exploration Week was last week at schools across West Virginia and at Concord University. Student Chad Brown has more from the College Prep Rally.
The event featured four speakers who each gave advice about the steps in the college application process, ranging from how to select a college suited to a student's needs to important financial advice. Melissa Catuso helped coordinate the prep rally. She is a representative of GEAR UP, which stands for Gaining Early Awareness and Readiness for Undergraduate Programs. She says this was not just for giving hints and pointers for prospective college students. It's much more than that. The students, each equipped with a provided laptop, had their chance to apply to a college of their choice via a website for the College Foundation of West Virginia. Application fees and essays are not the only challenges that West Virginia high schoolers face. The financial conditions of the state stack the odds against them as well. West Virginia has been ranked as the second poorest state in the union from sources such as the Wall Street Journal. Also, according to AECF.org, which stands for the Annie E. Casey Foundation, 22% of the population in West Virginia from ages 18 to 24 do not have a job or an education past high school. This is why the West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission and GEAR UP wanted to hold the College Application and Exploration Week. Adam Green, Senior Director of the Division of Student Success at the West Virginia Higher Education Policy Commission, is confident that programs like this can improve the state's college attendance rates. GEAR UP empowers high school students to help their peers as well. These students are called Higher Education Readiness Officers, or HEROs. Three of them at Tuesday's prep rally seem to take the responsibilities as heroes seriously. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Chad Brown, Athens.